The Zero Carbon Britain report from the Centre of Alternative Technology is a blueprint for how Britain could reduce its greenhouse gas emissions to zero over the next 20 years by a combination of electrification, insulation and a massive scaling up of offshore wind. The UK government aims to reduce carbon emissions by 30% by 2020 and 80% by 2050. But is this enough? The Centre of Alternative Technology, CAT, has gone further and outlined a series of measures that we could take to bring emissions right down to zero by 2030. I will now describe how this could be achieved in 10 steps. Point 1. Insulation, and lots of it. The home accounts for 28% of Britain's energy demands and is responsible for 30% of our total greenhouse gas emissions. More than half of those emissions come from heating our homes. We can reduce home energy demand by 70% by improving insulation in every home. There are 6.3 million lofts with little or no insulation. Improving new home designs and aiming for thermal comfort, which is warmer surfaces and less draft, rather than heating up buildings to certain predefined temperatures. This mass refurbishment policy can be achieved through a mixture of council rebates for energy efficiency improvements, green mortgages providing lower interest rates for investment in energy efficiency, VAT reductions on certain materials like insulation, and new build regulations for house builders. Number 2. Offshore wind. Britain has the potential to meet all of its energy needs through renewables by 2030, which means no nuclear or coal-fired power stations. The bulk of this, 55%, can be met through offshore wind through an estimated 20,000 turbines. Britain already has the largest deployed offshore wind capacity in Europe, but as its North Sea oil and gas reserves decline, it could create a new energy surplus through massive growth in its offshore wind capacity. A total government investment of £300 billion over the next 20 years would be required to facilitate this growth. This is an enormous amount, but at its peak will only amount to little more than 2% of the UK's gross domestic product in 2008. This information was taken from How to Get There in 10 Steps by Tom Levitt, published on the Ecologist website on the 21st of June 2010.